There is frustration and worry for holidaymakers and some anger too because of the impact the Aer Lingus dispute is having on travel plans. It was confirmed over the weekend that at least 244 Aer Lingus flights have been cancelled so far this week from Wednesday through to Sunday. And the airline said it has to take these measures because of the pilots' decision to implement an 8-hour strike on Saturday and an indefinite work to rule from 2 days' time. Well, earlier this week, pilots announced they were taking this action because of the company's refusal, they said, to deal with their 24% pay claim. Since then, there have been some harsh exchanges and the relationship between both sides seems to have become increasingly divisive. We're joined now by our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan, to bring us up to date on the dispute and where it is leaving the victims, the passengers. Good morning, Brian. Both sides of this dispute say they are ready for talks, but they do appear to be blaming the other for not allowing this to happen. What happened over the weekend?
Yeah, and you've hit the nail on the head there, because throughout this dispute, Karen, we've seen both sides repeatedly say that they're the ones willing to go back into the talks, but then each side wants something different, and hence the divide. Over the weekend, we saw this sort of war of words break out, with each side accusing the other of refusing to engage. Yesterday, Aer Lingus said that the Irish Airline Pilots Association was refusing to enter meaningful discussions. The airline said it had written to pilots to request direct talks to seek a resolution to this ongoing pay dispute. Aer Lingus said it has repeatedly sought to engage directly with IALPA on ways of increasing their pay beyond a 12.25% offer that has already been agreed with other staff at the airline. But Aer Lingus saying that any increase over and above that 12.25% for pilots would have to be based upon reaching agreement on improvements in productivity and flexibility. And therein lies the problem for IALPA, because it says that its 24% pay demand is based on cumulative inflation over recent years, and that members should not have to effectively pay for their pay increase through new work practice changes. But of course, the problem for Aer Lingus is that because its other staff have already signed up to this 12.25% pay deal, it could be very tricky for them now to go off and give the pilots a far, far better deal, potentially resulting in those other staff also looking for more. So one way around that would be to get something extra from the pilots to justify an improved offer, in this case, work practice changes. But right now, IALPA simply saying that is not a runner. Now, Aer Lingus at the weekend saying it has asked IALPA and its parent union, Forsa, to re-engage with the industrial relations machinery of the state. That's the Labour Court, the Workplace Relations Commission. But at this point, they're saying the union is rejecting this. IALPA yesterday denied that it's refusing to engage in talks. It's claiming that they're the ones calling for negotiations and not the other way around. The president of IALPA, Captain Mark Tighe, telling RTE's this week that the impasse clearly sits with Aer Lingus.
And with this tension in that relationship, we heard on this week yesterday the escalation in industrial action by the union IALPA president Mark Tighe. He said that the company had become very aggressive over the last week. What was he referring to there specifically?
Yeah, last week when we saw IALPA ramp this up from work to rule to strike action, they said the reason was that Aer Lingus had become very aggressive and very antagonistic. The union has claimed that Aer Lingus is sending them threatening legal letters. It's threatening legal action against the union executive. It's threatening members, claiming that they are breaching social media policies. It's raising questions about the levels of absences and sick leave, the suggestion being that Aer Lingus is in some way accusing the union of being behind a sort of de facto unofficial industrial action by encouraging more sick leave and absences among pilots. IALPA, of course, denying that anything like that is happening in the background. And they're saying that this antagonistic behaviour has really piled the pressure on its members. It's made them very frustrated. And they're saying it is not the way to be acting at such a difficult, fraught time right now. Yesterday, Captain Mark Tighe described the tactics as an outright attack designed to intimidate. He insisted that pilot sickness is a legal issue because pilots are not legally allowed to fly a plane. So if a pilot is feeling unwell, he or she has to call in sick. Now, Aer Lingus, of course, has denied that in any way it is trying to threaten members. They're saying we're not sending any threatening letters to anybody. The airline has said, however, that it has queried the high levels of pilot sickness that it has seen in recent months. But certainly it was another example, Karen, and another case of the big, big divide between these two sides. We have two sides here that really, really do not like each other right now. And the victims, of course, are the passengers, the travelling public, whose holiday plans have been sent into disarray.
And just briefly, Brian, when you mentioned the passengers, what they'll want to know and fear is this dispute likely to escalate further before the two parties enter those negotiations again?
Well, again, coming back to those weekend comments made by Captain Mark Tighe, he was asked directly on This Week yesterday, are you ruling out an all-out strike? He said, it is a possibility. It's not being discussed right now, but it is a possibility. So it is there in the background that this could go to all-out strike. And remember, Karen, what else we got over the weekend? We got confirmation of the levels of cancellation. Big, big numbers. 244 flights now cancelled from Wednesday to Sunday. And just remember that that first chunk of cancellations that was originally announced was 124 flight cancellations linked to the work to rule from Wednesday to Sunday. But it's important to point out to people, the work to rule doesn't run just from Wednesday to Sunday. The work to rule is indefinite. And unless there's a resolution to this dispute, it will go on into next week and potentially the week after. So you have all of these cancellations being announced, but it is for a period of time that could be extended in terms of industrial action. We also have that 8-hour strike for Saturday, and nothing to say there won't be more strikes in the future.
And Brian, just briefly and finally, government intervention. Is there any likelihood at this stage?
Well, certainly government ministers out and about are talking about this over the weekend. Yesterday, we had the Education Minister, Norma Foley, asked directly, look, should the Enterprise Minister, Peter Burke, intervene here and use industrial relations legislation that he has at his disposal to effectively force the side into the talks table? She said no. She believes the way to do this is to get the sides around the table. And you could probably argue she's probably right. What would be the point of forcing two sides that have this huge divide between them into industrial relations machinery, Karen, that remember, they've already been through. This dispute has been through an independent pay tribunal. It has been through the Workplace Relations Commission. It's been through the Labour Court, and they are still miles and miles apart. And unfortunately, I said, the victims in all of this, the travelling public.
Brian O'Donovan, thank you very much for that.